This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. What started as a local event in Texas now covers 306 cities, and it begins again this week. The 40 Days for Life campaign simply delivers prayerful vigil to sidewalks and streets in front of abortion clinics across the country. Kermit Gosnell may be clearly struggling in prison with the work he did in Philadelphia. He is reaching out in various ways to share a very despondent view of the world. He defends his past actions, saying that his work as an abortionist supposedly saved people from life in that kind of dismal world he thinks he sees. A meta-study by the American Life League shows that Planned Parenthood really is an abortion business. The study shows healthcare services delivered by Planned Parenthood have reached their lowest level since 2006 and adds that taxpayer funding has increased 78% since then. This is Life News Radio. Defunding Obamacare is a priority in pro-life circles because the rulemaking authority it creates sees human life as an expense to be avoided. Abortion is funded, as is sterilization. All forms of contraceptives, including unnatural, cancer-causing hormones, are included. I urge you to call our nation's capital and ask for your senator. 202-224-3121. Euthanasia is targeting people in the Netherlands like never before, and the number of people killed via euthanasia has doubled over the last 10 years. A new report shows psych patients and the mentally disabled are being targeted as Dutch euthanasia deaths jumped 13% last year. Nearly 4,200 people died by so-called mercy killing or assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.